See, we haven't experienced anything yet, but see, God cannot allow those kinds of manifestations to happen right now because we are not prepared for it. But what happens is prayer prepares us for whatever God wants to do in our life. My God, you're talking about manifestation. Manifestation will manifest because of our posture that we take. And when we surrender ourselves to God and humble ourselves before the presence of God, because he said, I have sent an angel before you to keep and guard you on the way. He sent the angel to keep us and to guard us, to protect us as we go on the way to the place where he have prepared. It reminds me of Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God said through Jeremiah, he said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They are thoughts of good. They are not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. In other words, an end that I have prepared for you. How many believe really in your heart right now God has an expected destiny for you? He has a place for you in your life that you can't even begin to imagine. Understand this. He's trying to take us into our wealthy place. He's trying to take us into our Canaan land. He's trying to take us into the place of increase. But he cannot take us where he's trying to take us, where we are right now, because where we are right now, we can't handle where we're going. But what's going to happen is that prayer this year, and it's just so incredible. I'm telling you, I am just so elated with the presence of God and what God is doing already. It's just already, he's just blowing our mind on what God is doing already. And it's because of the presence of God. He said, I've sent this angel before you to keep you and to guard you. This is the Amplified version. On the way to bring you to the place I have prepared. Verse 21 says what?
Give heed to him.
Now he said, give heed to him. And in the King James, it said, beware of him. Now understand this. God's presence is with you right now. Only thing God is saying, he's saying to us through the writings of the book of Exodus, he said, beware of the presence of God. He said, beware of him. What did the Amplified say?
Give heed to him.
He said, give heed to him. How do you give heed to something? You give attention. You take some time to acknowledge that he's present. Come on with me. See, the other night I told you, the Bible said, if you would acknowledge him in all your ways, he said, then I will direct your path. See, when you acknowledge God, you're not asking him for nothing. You don't have to see the bottom line is, you don't have to go in prayer every time you want direction from God. Only thing he told us to do is gave us simple instructions, say, acknowledge me. And we found out that word acknowledge means to honor. Hallelujah. In other words, give thanks for the presence of God every time you realize and every time you think of it. You know what? Literally, everybody say literally. Every time you think about the goodness of God, you should take a break and just say, God, I just want to thank you because you've been good to me. And you're doing for me what I can't even imagine what you're doing. You're working for me behind the closed doors. You are doing for me. I can't even imagine what you're doing, but go ahead and do whatever you're doing, because you said you have blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Glory to God. He said, be aware. Beware of him. Listen, this is not something that you can just skate through and arrive at your place of increase. He's given us instructions, and he said, I've sent an angel. Beware of him. I've sent the presence. Beware. Give heed. Not only give heed and be aware, but obey him. Only way we can obey him is we got to listen to him. We gotta be able to hear. We have to be able to hear. And when we hear the voice of God, we then have to be able to articulate what he said and then obey.